We're going to learn the seventh Maamar of Pri Tzadik on Parshas Va'era. Moshe Rabbeinu brings the message of the Geula to the Bnei Yisrael. The Torah says, however, V'lai Shamu El Moshe Mikaitziruachu Me'avaydok Hasha. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Boy, Daber El Pare Melech Mitzrayim, Vishalach Is B'nei Yisrael Me'artzoi. So Moshe says, Hen B'nei Yisrael Lo Shemo Elai. Ve'ech Yishmeini Farai V'ani Aral Sfasoyim. B'nei Yisrael, who have everything to gain, they couldn't hear the message. How will Paro listen? He's not going to. V'ani Aral Sfasoyim. And I have lips that are covered, sealed lips, meaning that I'm not able to speak well. So the Zohar HaKadosh asks, "My v'ani aral svasoyim, v'hok b'kadmesa earlier, k'siv." Why should everybody tried that kind of an answer, that kind of an excuse why he shouldn't be sent to the Pharaoh? Lo ish devarim anoichi gam mitmol gam shulshoyim, as we read last week. He said, "Ki chvad peh chvad loshan anoichi u'kutshibruchu have oisiv lei." The Bnei Shalom answered him. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that there's no reason for you to make up that kind of an excuse. You're not going to succeed with that kind of a of an excuse to get out of this. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, "Mi som pel adam oy mi yosum ilam mecherish epikechu yiver halaya neichi Hashem." No one can make a mouth. No one gives speech to a person or causes a person to be dumb or deaf, to be able to see or to be blind, except I, Hashem. So therefore, whatever it is that you need, I'll make sure you have it and that you can therefore succeed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told him this discussion is over. What are you coming back there for? The Zohar asks, why is Moshe coming back and saying, V'ani aral svasoyim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'anoichi e'eya impicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, I will be there impicha. V'haresicha ashet tidaber. Salkadaitach d'la havachain. Do you believe, the Zohar asks, that didn't happen? V'hashta amar. Now Moshe says, V'ani aral svasoyim. So the Zohar says, Ela Roza Ihu. Rather, there's something here inside, meaning there's a message about why Moshe feels he won't be able to communicate the message. Moshe Kolo. Moshe is the voice of Hashem. V'dibur, the Ihu Mila delay, have a bigalusa. The word of Hashem is in Golos, the Zohar says. It's not that Moshe is not able to speak. Rather that the word of Hashem, the word of God, is in exile and can't be heard. That's the point. It's the state of the world, not the state of Moshe's mouth and his ability to communicate. It's the message, not the means of communication, that's the problem. And this is what Rav Tzadik wants to now explain. We'll skip a good number of lines. Ach yesh lahavin ma'atiretz ha-zohar. About three quarters of the way down this column on page Lamed Beis in these editions of the Pri Tzadik. Ach yesh lahavin ma'atiretz ha-zohar ha-kodesh l'kushiyosai. What is exactly this answer? That speech is in Golos. The Torah and the word of Hashem is not able to be heard. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be with your mouth, then the word of Hashem can be heard. That certainly has been fulfilled. So why does Moshe say, V'ani aral svasayim? In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says your message can and will be heard, then it will be heard. Why is Moshe saying that he's an aral svasayim, that this message still can't come from him, or that the message can't be heard? Rak be'emes yesh shinui. Look, he says, the truth is there's a huge difference. Shemitchila amar loy ish devarim anoichi. I'm not a man of words. And now he says Vani Aral Sfasayim. They're not the same. The Moshe Rabbeinu Nikra Ishua Likim Bala de Matronisa. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ishua Likim, as we learned last week, he is Bala de Matronisa, meaning he is a partner with the Shechina to accomplish the will of Hashem. Bala de Matronisa. He is a partner, the husband of the Shechina, so to speak, to accomplish the will of Hashem. He is, so to speak, the master of the house. Isha Alikim. Isha Alikim means he is literally Ish, the husband, so to speak. He's the man of the house. Isha Alikim means he's the man of the house of God. He can accomplish it together with the Shechina. Vizehu Ish Dvarim. He is the man of words. He's not what he claimed to be. Lo Ish Dvarim Anoichi. He is the Ish Dvarim. As the Ishu Elikim, he's the Ish Dvarim. Al Pimasha Amru, based on the Zohar says, Vahai Dibur Ikri Shabbos. The words of the Zohar are, begin the Shabbos Ikri Dibur, Dibur Dechol Osur B'Shabbos. Why is it that we have to be so careful about what we speak about on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is the ultimate in the expression of the will of HaKadosh Baruch. Six days is Maisa. Seventh day, why has everything been created? 6 days of activity. Seventh day of thought, meaning of an explanation. What it is that Hashem wants. So that's why Shabbos is the day of Dibur. So the Zohar HaKadosh puts it this way. V'hai Dibur Ikri Shabbos. Dibur is the will of Hashem, the expression of Hashem, where Hashem expresses what it is that He wanted and intended in the 6 days of creation. Val Zeh Omar, for this reason, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Lo Ish Dvarim Anoichi, Shahadibur Begolus. Dibur was in Golus. The will of Hashem and the word of Hashem was not able to be heard in Mitzrayim. Va'achakach lama harayisa. Excuse me. Va'achakach omar lama harayisa lamazeh. After he went to the Pharaoh and things were made worse for the Jewish people, Moshe comes back to Hashem and says, "Lama harayisa lamazeh. Why have you done this? It's gotten only worse." V'hainu mashe nitl mehem haShabbos. What was taken away from them, the Medrash says, was the day of Shabbos, where they had a day of rest, and they used to, in that day of rest, read from traditional texts all about the Avos and all the promises of Pakad Yifkad, the promises of Geula. And he's going to explain that's what they lost when Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Pharaoh, and the Pharaoh said, Al Yishu B'divrei Shaker. Let's read. V'hainu ma shenitl mehem haShabbos v'al kein af shemikoydem ksiv v'yamein ha'am. Last week, after his initial message to the Bnei Yisrael, the Torah says v'yamein ha'am, the people believed v'yishmu'u, and they heard ki pakad Hashem es Bnei Yisrael ze hoya al yidei koyach haShabbos, that they believed and they were able to believe that there is going to be a redemption and they could trust in Moshe. This is all because of Shabbos. Shehichnis emuno belibam. Shabbos is the day of emuna. A person says, I don't have to work today because I am a ma'amin b'Hashem. I don't work, and therefore I have food for my family. I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore I have food for my family. The purpose of the 6 days is not to work. The purpose of the 6 days is to have a world in which to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my emuna is based on my Shabbos. My Shabbos is my source of emuna and my expression of emuna. The Shabbos b'chinas mehemnusa shlimta. Shabbos is where we manifest emuna shlema. V'al yedei ha-megillos shehoyu mishtash in bohem. Those megillos, Chazal say that they had various texts that they used to read, and that they would celebrate and enjoy hearing and reading about their avos, and hearing about the Imahis and hearing about what will be their Geula, this is what sustained them. May Shabbos l'Shabbos, Shehashem Yisborach Goyola. But then Paro said, let them not have a Shabbos. So Chazal and the Medrash say, Al Yehu Mishtashin. Let them not enjoy these Megillas. Let them not have time to read about these traditions they have, that they're going to be a free people one day, an independent people, taken by their traditional God of their traditional ancestry. The Parai says, let them not have a day of rest. As Chazal explained in Medrash Rabbah and in Tanchuma, Al Kain. Therefore, now that the Shabbos has been taken away from them, though Moshe Rabbeinu has said all of the Lashonis of Gula, they can't listen to it. They can't believe it. They can't absorb it. They are not able to believe. That's why they can't believe the message any longer. Because it's a fascinating thing, and he's asking a question by and by. It says that the people believed. That's what we read last week. So why is it that now he comes to the Bnei Yisrael and the Torah says, they weren't able to hear, they weren't able to listen to him. Why not? What changed? It's not just that things got worse. What got worse is that they lost their Shabbos. And because they lost their Shabbos, they lost their ability to spend that time girding themselves with the faith that they had always derived from those Megillas which they used to read. And their Shabbos lost is their Emunah lost, so they could not hear V'lo Shomu El Moshe.
Was a regression, or it just thwarted a consolidation of the Muna that started to
It means that they're, no, they, that Muna which they used to have, they did not manifest, at least temporarily, because they were no longer in the Shabbos and in the effect of Shabbos. Al Kain, Af Sha'amal Lahem Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom Kol, Al Shoenis Shal Gula, Vaitzesi, Vitzalt, Vigat, Vlakachti, Mikol Mokam, Le Nichnas Belev Yisrael, they could not absorb the words, could not penetrate, and they couldn't be internalized by Bnei Yisrael. Kevin shenech salahem haShabbos, because they no longer had the Shabbos. V'hamagilas shayim meivi believe him ha'amuna b'shlemes. The source of that amuna which they used to have, the Shabbos and the reading of those Megillas, of those traditions, gone. And because those were gone, the ability of Am Yisrael to believe that they can and will be redeemed, gone. V'zehu shenemar v'lo yishamu el Moshe mikaitse ruach. V'zeh kodesh al zed ad loy nefak yuvlo lemehav lohin nefishu. They no longer had yuvlo, meaning yovel. They no longer had the rest. V'ruach basro. Ruach basro means that great spirit ad loy sholto lemeavid nemusoy. They did not have the ability to follow the Holy Spirit, Ruach Basra, Haini Ruach HaKodesh. Shabbos is a time when every Yid is able to access a little bit of the Holy Spirit. The Neshama Yisera comes to a Yid on Shabbos. And if they didn't have the Shabbos, they didn't have this Ruach Basra. The Ruach Basra that the Zohar HaKodesh is referring to, explains Rav Tzadik, is referring to Ruach HaKodesh, the Kol Yisrael B'nei Nevi'im. Shehem bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'shoyin neviim v'mizeh yesh l'kol echad m'Yisrael ruach hakodesh l'chaven hamaisa esher yaseh u'b'shabbos shehumidus malchus peh. When you have dibur on Shabbos, that's Torah shebal peh. Torah shebal peh al yedei ruach hakodesh. But that's if you have the Shabbos. K'mesh kasev Ramban in Bava Basra Yud Beis. Bava Basra Yud Beis, the Gemara says Amar Rav Avdimi d'min Chayfa. Chachamim have nevuah. In what way? In the way that they learn Torah and understand Torah with a special spirit that gives them the wisdom to understand the Torah. The Ramban says that's the Ruach HaKodesh of the Chachamim in the Torah Shabbat Peh. Oz kalachat Yisrael masig mebechinas Ruach HaKodesh. And then he points out how on that Gemara, in that very Blat Gemara and Daf Yud Beis and Bava Basra, just before this memra, the Gemara there was discussing how to take a mavoi, a open street that opens to the Rishus HaRabim, and the common Bnei Yisrael understood how they were not able, in what way they were not able to create the Erev that would have allowed them to be carrying in the Mavoi. And the Gemara doesn't say that the Chachamim understood that that means that that was proposed would be Asur, but the people understood that that's not to be permitted. So Rav Tzadik is saying that that happens to be on the same Amud of Gemara where the Gemara says that Torah, especially Torah of Shabbat Peh, hinges on Ruach HaKodesh. And there it was a din of Shabbos. So that's why he says, "Ukamay shekivnu sham kulam halacha b'Shabbos va'af ami ha'aretz shebehen." V'zehu shenemar mikaitzer ruach mimashen nitl mehem ha'Shabbos shehayu zeichin alidei ha'Shabbos al yodei lebechinas ruach ha'kodesh. It's because of the Shabbos that the Bnei Yisrael had some special sense with ruach ha'kodesh. They knew and they knew and could then believe in the Rabbeinu Shalom, and in the redemption, in the Gula that's going to come. But then, once Paro said, let them not have Shabbos, as the Medrash explains, Va'al Yishu B'divrei Shaker means, Al Yihu Mishta'ashin Va'al Yihiyu Nefishin B'yem HaShabbos. Let them not have the reading of those Megillahs, let them go to work on the Shabbos. Oh. So then, their whole day of Amuna was taken from them. So that's why in this week's parasha, after that happened, right, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Bnei Yisrael, but he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Hen Bnei Yisrael lo shamu elai, v'ani aral svasayim." I'm an aral svasayim because they can't hear a message from me. I'm only as good as they are. If they can't hear a message, if they don't have the amunah to hear the message, then my lips are limited by the fact that the people I'm speaking to are not people who can hear this message. Vani aras v'sayim, v'hu al pi ma she'amru, lech red, right? Parshas Kisisa, Kishiches Amcha, Amar loy, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, lo b'shvil kvoidcha ata oyle lekan, elo b'shvil banai. You're only here on Har Sinai because of the worth of my Bnei Yisrael. If they can't deserve you to be your being here, you can't be here. Lech reid kishiches amcha. Amarti lezaken shalhem v'hinei malach elikim oelim v'yardim boy. That the message to Yaakov Avinu was in seeing the malachim going up and down from Shemayim and to Shemayim and back. V'kishem yardim heim shluchayhem b'yirido. When the Am Yisrael chas v'sholem can't be in Shemayim, then the messengers can't be there either. That's part of the message of Olim V'Yardim. But only when Am Yisrael is able to reach up to Shemayim can the leaders of Am Yisrael, can Moshe Rabbeinu represent them, so to speak, in Shemayim. V'zeh shama Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom she'al didei she'nitl mi'Yisrael ha'Shabbos v'nechsa lehem ha'amuna al didei zeh garmu. That's what caused v'ani aral s'vasayim she'Moshe Rabbeinu ha'ya ha'manik shalahem. And if they can't have emuna, then the message cannot be spoken effectively by their leader, by Moshe Rabbeinu. He's no longer talking about the fact that dibur is in galus, meaning that the word of Hashem can't be heard. That the word of Hashem can't be heard in Mitzrayim. That there's a galus that's so dark and bleak that that Torah itself, so to speak, is not able to penetrate in this space. No, that's been solved. He's the Ish Dvarim Moshe Rabbeinu. But the problem is, on the receiving end, on the end of the, or on the part of the Am Yisrael, and their Amun is gone, that's the problem. It's not because Dibur is in Gola. Shehari kvar huftach v'anechi ehya impicha. Rak Omer Shenechsel Loi Hakoyach Lohitzi Min Hakoyach El Apoyel Da Hainu Sheyikonsu Dvarov Belev Hashemeya. The words can be spoken. They're here in Mitzrayim, but can they be heard? No. V'amar v'ani aras v'sayim k'may shekar oy liyetzer hara gam kein orel shukach zor yoshev b'leiv. Wow. That's an amazing thing. Rav Tzadik is saying, why does he use the words aras v'sayim here? Remember, the orla is something that represents an evil. Because here, he's referencing the Yetzer Hara, also called the Orel, a koyach zor, a foreign negative force, Yoshev Belev, sitting on the heart, not allowing Am Yisrael to believe. V'chen kan, Omar, shehu koyach zor, munach al sfasov. There's this foreign power holding back his lips from being able to speak the message and being able to have the message of Emunah heard by Bnei Yisrael, holding back his words from being effective. If Bnei Yisrael are not able to have a munah to hear the message, paroi certainly can't. Who are alive? Certainly Pari would hear the message, but if Am Yisrael can't, So he's saying, if these people, Am Yisrael, are not able to hear the message, I as the voice that's supposed to give over that message, can't express it. If I can't express it, then Pari can't hear it either. So he is only as good as the people to whom he is sent. The people to whom he is sent, Am Yisrael, because of the fact that their Amunah is taken away from them, because their Shabbos is taken away from them, the message can't be heard. If the message can't be heard, then he, the person who is the messenger to deliver the message, is being limited. The only reason that message can be heard is because those who are supposed to receive the message, Am Yisrael, are primed and able to. And then he is given the koach from Hashem to give over that message. If they can't hear it, he can't give it over. Not to the Bnei Yisrael, and certainly not to the Paroi, who is an aral lev and has the arla of the eyes in mishmaya, in the words of Rav Tzadik, because he's only, Moshe Rabbeinu is only as good as those who are on the receiving end. So if Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, Takarish Baruch Hu, there's no Torah in this Mitzrayim, there's no presence of God in Mitzrayim, dibur, meaning Torah is in Golos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Ehaya Impicha, Anochi Ehaya Impicha. We'll begin to present the will of the Divine and the idea of the Divine in Mitzrayim. And it won't be in Golos anymore. But then on the receiving end, if the Shabbos was taken away, because the Shabbos was taken away and there's no Emunah on the part of Am Yisrael, so now, how can the messenger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak if those to whom he speaks can't hear? The only reason that he's able to give over the message is because there are recipients of the message. Bnei Yisrael are no longer recipients, they can't be recipients of this message because of their state of now not any longer having their Shabbos and not having their ability to believe. If they don't have the ability to believe, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have the ability to say what they might believe. And he certainly doesn't have the ability to say it to Paro either. And this is described as being an Aral Sfasayim. This terrible silence that's forced upon Moshe, so to speak, that his lips are not able to express what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to, because of the fact that the Bnei Yisrael are not able to hear. Because of that Ra, because of that evil, that Koyach Zor, Yoshev Belev, that foreign, terrible, negative force that doesn't allow them to believe, affects Moshe's mouth. It seals Moshe's lips. And that's what he means when he says, Va'ani Aral, and why he uses such a strong negative term. Because of the fact that there's something blocking the hearts of the Jewish people, something so negative, this lack of faith, having their Shabbos taken away from them, that's how they are, bereft of that faith. That terrible evil is a seal on Moshe's lips. And he says, therefore, I am an Aral Sfasayim. If Am Yisrael can't hear the message, no one's able to, their leader isn't able to express the message. He is an Aral Sfasayim.